Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. My recipe for you today is a cauliflower carbonara au gratin. Very simple, very delicious, but most importantly, this is such a unique recipe because it really tests your gratin skills. And we've had potato gratin. We've had some kind of a casserole with a little gratin finish. But a carbonara au gratin with cauliflower, it's so fantastic. So let's get started. The very first thing I need to do is I need to make fresh bacon bits, because to have something that's carbonara needs to have either bacon, cream, or egg in it. So we're going to go with bacon this time. Always start on a low pan with the heat very, very low. And what we're going to do is we're going to render out bacon. What you have to do with the bacon is you just need to dice it up into a small dice. Trust in the pan to do its work. Never turn it past a medium to medium low heat, because that'll start to make the bacon get burnt. We don't want that. To render something out properly, it's a slow and low process. Two cauliflower florets that we're going to blanch lightly in some salted water, and very lightly salted water. Half a yellow onion julienne, 1 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 2 cups of Bravo Farm Silver Mountain award-winning cheese, salt and pepper to taste, to your liking. What we're going to do is we're going to put the cauliflower in a nice baking pan, or if you have a nice little rondo or little cast iron, that works really well as well. And then we're going to top that with the caramelized julienne onions. We're going to top it with the panko breadcrumbs. We're going to top it with the 2 cups of Bravo Farm Silver Mountain cheese. And then we're going to put a little bit more panko and a little more cheese on top of that with a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. I recommend cooking it for about 20 minutes, 375 degrees for 10 minutes, and then another 375 degrees for 5 more minutes without aluminum foil covering the top. And this will be a beautiful gratin dish that has a nice little smoky bite to it, but more importantly, that flavor that transcends beyond simplistic and really takes you into a realm of culinary supremacy. Any and everyone can cook Untamed. It's all about confidence, and confidence is key. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me on www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef on Facebook and LinkedIn, Untamed Chef 777 is my Instagram, and follow me on YouTube at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef with Agnet West.